Well, it is time now for another look into our community, our segment on KJO Community Spotlight. I am joined right now in studio by Gary Swanson and Wendy Swanson, the latest book that they've released, Hiking Sasquatch Country, Exploring Bigfoot's Backyard. And, well, there's a lot of information here, a lot of information on the local area, and a lot of research has been done to compile these different hikes. Gary, do you want to maybe start us off with how you got started down this trail, for lack of a better term?
Certainly. Thanks, Kyle. Well, it all started when we moved to Grants Pass in 2008. We've always had the idea that we wanted to explore this country because it is so beautiful and so remote in a lot of places. So this started out as just a fun thing that we joined a real estate blog, and we would go on these hikes to explore different parts of the county and over the California border where there's so much common territory with things that we have. And we recorded these things and took my poor photography. I took shots as we went every place. But then we'd put it out there online, and I found that there were so many people from other states that sent me emails asking for more information and planned to come here on vacation. And so after a couple of years, we just decided that, well, let's just put this out here in book form. And so what we've done is we have over 1,500 color photos that accompany these hikes that people who buy the book can go online. They can review the hike before they take it. They see the color photos, and then they can determine when and where they want to go. We also have GPS coordinates for the hikes and directions for driving to them.
That's nice and very useful. A lot of people really just hop in their cars and utilize that GPS.
Right. Well, and we found that a lot of people that come here are scared of our mountain. They're afraid. They look out there and
they're rather daunting.
Well, and some of these trails we've been on are kind of scary when you're sitting a couple hundred feet above a river.
Sure.
And on a very narrow path, and you have two dogs pulling on you. it's sometimes almost suicidal. It's been a tremendous amount of fun.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of different points of interest, old cemeteries, historical places, and the hikes are, well, I'm 73 years old, so if I can do them, anybody in the world can do them.
Sure.
So, you know, we even have things in here for wheelchair-bound people.
Really?
Places that they can go and, you know, and enjoy the outdoors, because we have some of the most beautiful country in the entire world.
Yes, we do.
So that's why we put it out there, to share it. And it's going very, very well. Tourists just love Sasquatch.
That's one of the biggest draws to the Pacific Northwest. Well, the book sounds very intriguing. Where can people find it, and what would be a good contact for you if they wanted to know more about these trails or the research and info that you have?
Well, the book is available, of course, online. They can go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
It's here locally at Oregon Books.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And Oregon Caves has it in stock. They also have it at the Visitor Center in Cave Junction. The Armadillo Mining Company has it because they have miners that live out in this country.
Sure.
And a lot of miners have had weird experiences.
Absolutely.
And once this book came out, we had so many people contact us and say, do you have Sasquatch stories? And so we've decided to write a book on people's experiences and what we're just putting out there for people to do. If they have a story, an encounter of some kind, we'd like them to send us the story. And we're not offering to pay for them, because we're just going to put them in the book, and we'll send each person a free copy of the book once it's produced. But this gives people a chance to actually tell their experiences. And we talked to one lady the other day that has a friend that was up at the Oregon Caves and encountered a Sasquatch. Well, it was an interesting story, but nobody's ever told it.
Sure.
But so it will appear, and the book will come out, and everybody will have fun with it, and we'll get more tourists out here looking for that creature.
Cool. Very cool. Well, that's a good place to start for another release.
Thank you, Kyle.
Well, this will conclude this installment of Community Spotlight right here on KJO. My guests have been Gary and Wendy Swanson, and B. Be sure to check out that book on Amazon.com or at Oregon Books. They will also be having a signing coming up here. And again, that is Hiking Sasquatch Country.